This NASA solution for sliding aircraft became a global standard for highway and pedestrian safety.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
In heavy rain, tires can ride on a thin layer of water rather than the road, separating the tread from the road surface. Hydroplaning eliminates braking effectiveness, creating a severe skid hazard. In the 1960s, researchers at NASA's Langley Research Center launched a program to stop aircraft from sliding on wet runways. Thin grooves were cut into the runway. The grooves act as channels, forcing excess water out from under the tire and allowing the tread to grip the pavement. NASA demonstrated this technique and helped the FAA test different groove patterns. The results were clear. Washington National Airport became the first U.S. commercial airport to safety groove its runways. NASA scientists then took the solution to highway engineers. Instead of using grooves that run across the strip, like runways, highways soon used grooves along the lanes to reduce wet weather accidents. By the 1970s, the technology expanded to a spin-off of a spin-off, with safety grooving being applied to sidewalks, playgrounds, and swimming pool decks to prevent slips. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.